Hello from the Global Times, I am Mulan. Welcome to the GT Podcast with Mulan, a one-stop shop for the Global Times take on top China and global news. In today's podcast, to understand China, one needs to understand China's efforts to further deepen reform comprehensively to advance Chinese modernization, said Chinese President Xi Jinping on Tuesday in his congratulatory letter to the 2024 Understanding China Conference, which was held in Guangzhou, South China's Guangdong Province. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization at its Spring Festival, Social Practices of the Chinese People, in celebration of the traditional New Year to the representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity at the 19th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage held on Wednesday. China's Ministry of Commerce on Tuesday announced measures to tighten controls on the export of relevant dual-use items to the U.S. as part of efforts to safeguard national security and interests and fulfill non-proliferation and other international obligations. The wording systemic rival is not my language, said former Federal Minister of the Interior of Germany, Otto Georg Schily, in an exclusive interview with the Global Times, when commenting on how Europe should perceive China. A Global Times investigation explores the causes and consequences of the fentanyl crisis in the U.S. China looks forward to working with all other countries to create an enabling environment and the conditions for development, tackle the many difficulties and challenges, and facilitate the modernization of all countries, featuring peaceful development, mutually beneficial cooperation, and common prosperity, in a bid to write a new chapter in building a community with a shared future for mankind, said Chinese President Xi Jinping on Tuesday in his congratulatory letter to the 2024 Understanding China Conference, which was held in Guangzhou, South China's Guangdong Province. Xi said in the letter that, to understand China, one needs to understand China's efforts to further deepen reform comprehensively to advance Chinese modernization. Some observers have noticed the shift in the dynamic between China's reform and its opening up. Joseph Gregory Mahoney, an American professor of politics and executive director of the International Center for Advanced Political Studies at East China Normal University, told the Global Times that what's changed is that in the past, China used reform to strengthen itself so that it could open up. But it has now reached a point where it needs to further open to push its reforms forward. A very powerful and positive message from President Xi to this conference is that promoting Chinese modernization is not just about the rejuvenation of the Chinese nation and uplifting of the Chinese people, but also about inclusive cooperation and mutual engagement with the Global South. Pakistani Senator Mushahid Hussain, chairman of Pakistan-China Institute, told the Global Times. The United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, at its Spring Festival, Social Practices of the Chinese People, in celebration of the traditional New Year, to the representative list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity at the 19th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage held on Wednesday. China now has 44 items on the Intangible Cultural Heritage list of the UNESCO, continuing to be the most enlisted country in the world. As a signature part of Chinese culture, the Spring Festival, also called Chinese New Year, is one of the most important festivals practiced in China and around the world. The listing of the Spring Festival as an Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity is an acknowledgement of not only its Chinese roots, but also the ideas it carries that connect all humanity. The Spring Festival bears Chinese civilization's pursuit of peace and harmony, promotes best wishes for the future, and substantiates the common values of humanity, such as social inclusion and a sound relationship between man and nature. China's Ministry of Commerce on Tuesday announced measures to tighten controls on the exports of relevant dual-use items to the U.S. as part of efforts to safeguard national security and interests and fulfill non-proliferation and other international obligations. In recent years, the U.S. has generalized the concept of national security, politicizing and weaponizing economic and technological issues. It has abused export control measures, arbitrarily restricted exports of relevant products to China, and placed multiple Chinese companies on sanctions lists to suppress and contain them. This behavior seriously undermines international trade rules, severely damages the legitimate rights and interests of these enterprises, and disrupts the stability of global industrial and supply chains, a MOFCOM spokesperson said. Chinese experts believe this action serves as a response and countermeasure to the semiconductor export control measures targeting China issued by the U.S. on Monday. And given China's significant role in the production of dual-use items and their wide range of applications, this response is targeted and effective. The wording systemic rival is not my language, said former Federal Minister of the Interior of Germany, Otto George Schily, in an exclusive interview with the Global Times, when commenting on how Europe should perceive China. Schily emphasized that China should be first seen as an important partner. The economic cooperation between China and Europe, and particularly between China and Germany in the past, has brought remarkable mutual benefits. Investments of European companies in China and Chinese companies in Europe have enhanced economic growth in China and Europe, he noted. He called on European politicians to strive for global partnership instead of building obstacles to global cooperation. Regarding China's role in the Russian-Ukraine conflict, the former German minister said China has talked wisely to Ukraine and to Russia to find a peaceful solution. He believes China could play an important role in future peace talks. However, he added that ultimately what can be achieved will depend on the U.S. government, as Kiev listens primarily to Washington. The U.S. has frequently shifted blame for the fentanyl crisis onto China in recent years. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump recently claimed that, as drugs are pouring into the U.S., China will face an increase of 10% above any existing tariffs on its goods. However, the problem of fentanyl in the U.S. is a result of its own drug manufacturing industry. Fentanyl is an issue for the U.S., said the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesperson, regarding the U.S. comment on counter-narcotics. In the spirit of humanity, China has given support to the U.S. response to this issue, the spokesperson said. The origins of the fentanyl crisis in the U.S. are closely linked to the widespread abuse of opioids. As the drug is cheap and can be easily obtained in the U.S., fentanyl has led to the downfall of many. For many drug addicts, fentanyl has become their main drug of choice. Ni Feng, director of the Institute of American Studies of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, told the Global Times. The U.S. needs to adopt a zero-tolerance policy toward drug dealers, like China's approach. We need better prevention, education, and treatment programs, Muhammad, an American citizen, told the Global Times. That's all for this edition of the GT Podcast with Mulan. Make sure you follow the Global Times on Twitter and Facebook to stay tuned. You can also check out our podcast, articles, and much more on our website at globaltimes.cn. Thank you for listening.